This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
There's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This
the scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. It's Rushi against Troy Christian, boys Division IV regional championship game here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Good crowd filing in. We expect a doozy here tonight. This Troy Christian team has gone 43-3 in its last 46 games. Two of those losses to Rushi, by the way, last year in the regional tournament by a score of 41-33. And this season in December at Piqua in the holiday tourney there by a final tally of 64-39. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Parker Penrod, oh, he's outstanding for Troy Christian. I tell you what, the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, have got six or seven or eight Parker Penrods on their team.
Well, they do, and they'll have to be. They'll have to watch Parker Penrod. But you know, I read a quote by Coach Zawatsky, and I liked it. I mean, he said that for us to beat the SEC, the Shelby County League, we got to play like them. And boy, they did on Tuesday night. A couple of the screens I thought were a little borderline dirty, but for the most part, they played hard. They played clean, and they did a good job against Jackson. So I like that quote. But Parker Penrod, that kid, backgrounds, shooting backgrounds don't mean a thing to him, and they're going to have to step out and push him out because he's going to have to shoot the ball a lot tonight for them to win.
Well, he's averaging 20 a game. Troy Christian's got three three-point shooters deluxe. Penrod at 42% behind the arc. Christian Bruseman at 36. Ethan Grice off the bench at 42. Post player Frank Rupnick is at 34% on threes. Wasn't much of a factor against Jackson Center in the regional semifinal. Will have to score well here tonight. He's averaging 12 points a game, 7 rebounds. Rupnick has got to do every bit of that and then some in this contest this evening.
Well, his biggest thing on Tuesday was guarding Platfoot. That was what they wanted him to do. I don't think they looked for him to score much, but tonight, you're right, he's going to have to.
Troy Christian shot it extremely well against Jackson Center. Made 12 of their first 18, did the Eagles in that Tuesday night regional semi.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Penrod. I thought that night, Bruseman, he was a key. That kid shoots the ball well, played good defense, didn't turn the ball over, and that's a key for Troy Christian tonight. They can't turn the ball over 15, 20 times and expect to beat Rushi.
After Penrod at nearly 20 a game, as I mentioned, Rupnick is at 12. Bruseman's at 10. Alex Free is at 8 per outing. Good balance after Penrod. Rushi's got a host of players in that range from 11 down to 7 points a game, including Braden Monin at 10.5 leading the way, Benjamin York at 9.8, Aiden Quinter at 9.7, Felix Francis 9.4, Braylon Cordonier at 9 per outing, Jackson Grojean and Vince Borchers both over 6 per contest. Dominic Francis has exploded off the bench. He's at 4 for game. Aiden Quinter was the big key in that tournament game last year right here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That was a 29-28 game early on in the fourth. Chuck, you were here. I was not. I have read all about it, seen videotape. It was 22-9 in the early stage second quarter. Rushi was up to 13, and Troy Christian stormed back, made it a one-point game at 29-28. And Aiden Quinter, now a senior, of course, this season, dropped in two clutch field goals that pushed it out to 5, and that was all she wrote. Troy Christian got one bucket the rest of the way. It was a 41-33 regional semi-victory for Rushi, which won 64-39 this year over Troy Christian in the Pickle Holiday Tourney. That a little bit of an aberration, I think, although Rushi beat 7 or 8 outstanding clubs this year by 25 to 30 to 35 points.
Well, and I don't know if it's an aberration. I think that the start of this game is key for Troy Christian, because if they get down quick, if they get down early, their confidence is going to sink no matter what their coaching staff has been telling them. But so Rushi needs a good start, and I think that'll be fine for them. I think that's what they need to take Troy Christian out of the game.
And Troy Christian, I think, has got to at some point kind of modify the pace, slow it down a little bit. Hey, count on it. If the Eagles get a lead third quarter, it'll come to a standstill.
Yeah, and they shoot free throws incredibly well and handle the ball well, so that's not what Rushi wants to do. They do not want to be down late in the third, early in the fourth.
Rushi Raiders, tremendous campaign, 26-1. Troy Christian, 25-2. Rushi's only loss to Anna away from home. Meanwhile, Troy Christian was beaten by the Raiders, as we noted, and also lost to Tri-Village on the road, 44-28. 14-0 by way of record for Troy Christian in the Three Rivers Conference. Did have one close outing with Layman Catholic away from home. Rushi, phenomenal all year long, played more road games than home games. In fact, only 9 games on Rushi's floor, another 10 away from home, 3 at neutral sites. Rushi coming off a thumping of Fisher Catholic by a score of 71-20. Fisher was here by default, you might say, the top 3 or 4 seeds in Columbus in Division 4. Chose routes that kept them at home in the Southeast Regional. Then along came Lancaster Fisher Catholic, which said, hey, we might be able to win a district. So we took advantage of that. And as I understand, the Lancaster Fisher Catholic coach and Spencer Gardiner had a brief conversation before the game on Tuesday night. And that story was shared with Spencer by the Fisher Catholic coach, who said, and take it easy on us in the fourth quarter.
And he did. They could have scored 110.
Rushi Raiders shooting around down to our right, Troy Christian to our left. We expect a terrific game here tonight. What a girls game yesterday. Fort Loramie in the state semi in girls Division 4 rallied with a terrific second half. Once down 22-14 late in the second and blistered the opponent 50-41, blowing out Convoy Crestview down the stretch. All world 22-point performance by Avery Brandewy. What could you say? She put the Redskins on her back and carried them to the triumph, although a number of significant contributions by other players, especially in the last two quarters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hoeing, and I talked about it, and I'll talk about it again, the move by Skylar Albers when it was still a really close game, and she went baseline, used the rim to protect against the 6'2 girl, and laid it up, got fouled. That was a huge three-point play, and that kind of propelled them offensively to get into the game, because Brandewy was saddled with foul trouble. She played 17 minutes and scored 24 points. So she would have been 35 if she could play the whole game.
And Victoria Mesher battled her heart out on the inside against some major size from Convoy Crestview.
Yeah, the Hoeing had a nice game too.
It's the boys' regional championship in Division 4 here tonight from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Rushi Raiders, Troy Christian Eagles here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCal Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Coach Ray Zawatsky's Troy Christian teams are 2-6 against Shelby County clubs. Win over Jackson Center on Tuesday night. That was the second in 8 contests for Troy Christian against SCAL opponents. Aiden Quinter for Rushi, he's been the big thorn in the side of Troy Christian. He tallied 16 in that regular season meeting at Piqua in late December. We talked about the outstanding three-point shooting of Troy Christian this year. Well, it was the Raiders on that night who were red hot behind the arc. Jackson Grojean made four threes, finished with 12. Benjamin York made three threes. He got 14 on the night. Braden Monin knocked down three more triples. He finished with 11. As Spencer Cordonier remarked after that game, every night out, you've got no idea who's going to score what. We are a tough matchup. And now, here come tournament time, everybody in the state has heard about this year's edition of the Rushi Raiders, who with the win tonight may tie right back into Richmond Heights 1 week from this evening in the state Final Four.
Well, I mean, that's a daunting task, but that's one that Rushi, if there's any Division IV team in the state of Ohio that can play with Richmond Heights, it is Rushi.
Yep.
And so, but they got to take care of business tonight. I guarantee you they have not looked ahead at all, and they need to take care of Troy Christian, and then they can start thinking about going down to UD.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a number of Rushi sponsors who are on the air with us. I'd like to highlight them for you. Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, A&M Pallet, Francis Manufacturing, the Rushi Inn, the Jewelry Barn, and Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, right down the road from Houston, Rushi, and Fort Loramie in Newport at Routes 66 and 47. We are right amongst the blue and gold, the Rushi crowd right behind us, Chuck. I think fan support will be a factor in this game, and we may have as many as, what, 3,100 in here before the night's over?
I would think so. And, I mean, in Rushi right now, they definitely got a bigger crowd. But it's going to be loud in here no matter what. And I'm looking forward to nothing better than regional boys basketball down here. The finals are so much fun.
I think a factor for both teams that really weighs into their success, each starting unit, senior dominated. We saw that experience shine for Troy Christian against Jackson Center.
Well, we did, and I think that could be a factor tonight. But another factor is that all these juniors that play for Rushi have been playing basketball together for 7 years, 8 years, ever since elementary school. They know how to play basketball.
And who's got more quality depth in this game tonight? Rushi.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll return with more from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, Raiders, Eagles, Division IV Regional Championship on the line. At stake, a berth in the Final Four next Friday at the UD Arena. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We are about 6 minutes away from the starting lineups. Opening tip here at Kettering Fairmont Trenton Arena. Rushi Troy Christian up next. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Troy Christian averages 10 turnovers per game. Will they make only 10? Can Rushi speed up Troy Christian? Can the Eagles limit the transition easy baskets for Rushi, which goes the other way so fast down the floor? Key building components here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Man-to-man defense from Rushi tonight. Chuck, who will guard Parker Penrod, do you think? What might be the combo of players? Who will start out on him?
I think possibly they'll start with Borchers on him.
Yep.
That gives them a little size on Parker. Parker's 5'11". And I think that's it. But the way they play defense, they're going to run so many people at him that every time he turns the corner, there's going to be somebody else there, a little taller, a little more athletic.
You were reading my mind. I thought you would say Vince Borchers. Don't be surprised if there's maybe a little bit of Aiden Quinter on him, too.
Well, the thing, yeah, with Quinter, the problem is he picks up a couple of defensive fouls early. They got a problem. So I think maybe if they have to switch him over, that's fine. But you also got to make sure that you're not spending so much time on Penrod, you're letting Bruseman go crazy on you.
And you've got to fight over screens.
Yep, you can't go underneath.
Troy Christian, so adept at backpedaling, creating space and shooting the three ball. And if you go underneath all the screens, you're going to be a good 4 to 6 feet off the shooter.
Well, and Penrod's range is 30 feet. No exaggeration. He doesn't change his shot from 30 feet out. So you got to know where he is. You got to put a hand up.
Hey, Chuck, a big hats off to the Rushi girls who finished 14-11.
Yeah.
Lost to Fort Loramie in the regional semifinal, 33-29. Four seniors on that Rushi club. Carly Scott, Ronnie Poling, Lacey Flippo, Jayla Shappy. 14-11 by way of record. First-year head coach Michael Bayshore Outstanding job running that club. Super performance by him. And the young players really came on strong to support Ronnie Poling in the middle.
Yeah, they were very, very young, and they got better. And I'll tell you, it was everything that Laramie had to be able to get out of that regional semifinal game last week. And then they took care of Marion pretty easily. But I think if Brucey would have won that game, they might be playing for a championship down at UD tomorrow.
Right. And then Fort Laramie took care of Convoy Crestview yesterday en route to a state championship tomorrow morning at 10:45 versus Waterford. We're on the air right after 10 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Rushi, Troy Christian next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Rucci Raiders cheering section right behind us on its feet collectively. As the starting five for Rucci is being introduced, Raiders in the home white. They are hosting on the scoreboard. Opening five is as follows. Felix Francis in the middle, 6'5 senior, 9.4 a game. Hayden Quinter, the wing, 6'2 senior, 9'7 per outing. Braden Monin out front, 10.5 per contest, 6'2 senior. Vince Borchers, 6'1 junior at 5.7 a game, and Braylon Verdonier at forward, 6'4 junior, 9 per contest. For Troy Christian, opening five, Frank Rupnik, 6'7 senior forward, 12 a game. He's joined by Christian Brusman, 5'11 senior guard, 9.5. Parker Penrod, just under 20 an outing, 5'11 senior at guard. The rest of the starting five includes Alex Free, 6'2 senior wingman, 8 points per contest, and Ethan Grice, 5'11 senior, 5 points per game from him. Opening tip to start is knocked around, and Troy Christian gobbles it up. Brusman in backcourt, up and over the timeline, picked up by Borchers. Right wing to Free, cross-court pass, Rupnik. Oh, good body work down inside by Rupnik against Felix Francis, a two-pointer. Rupnik, good, strong effort from him. He muscled in a basket. Good assist, cross-court pass by Troy Christian to set it up. Here's Rucci throwing the ball baseline right into the middle of Francis. Knocked away by Troy Christian. Ball rolls into backcourt. Rucci gets the handle on it. Raiders have it again. Right wing, it's Borchers. Shot fake baseline. Blocked by Rupnik. Francis on the rebound to Cordonier on the arc. He guns a long three. Missed it off the back iron. Longboard Rucci once more. Winner passed up the three-pointer. Gave it to Monin. Deep left corner, Cordonier. Air ball, and below the rim, it is into the hands of Free. Loops it way down the floor to Grice on the left flank. 2-0, Troy Christian, opening 75 seconds. Penrod to Free, broken up, picked off by Cordonier. Against Penrod, driving, scoring! Taken away by Cordonier, and he scooted the other 60 feet for two.
And Braden Monin is drawn the assignment of guarding Penrod.
Between the rings, it is Christian Brusman. We thought that would be a very interesting matchup. It is Monin, who's got a few inches on Penrod, about 4 or 5 to be exact. And Monin commits a foul as Penrod ran off a screen, took a pass low on the left, leaned into Monin, fell down, shot went awry, 2 free throws, Penrod.
There might have been a foul, but it was about 13 seconds before he blew the whistle.
6 minutes, 17 seconds to go, first quarter, free throw, Penrod, Mr. Automatic, well over 80% at the stripe, it's good.
Yeah, he doesn't miss.
3-2, Troy Christian on top. Second shot here by Penrod. Dips the knees. And bingo, he's got a pair. 4-2 lead, Troy Christian. Opening 2 minutes of this game. Borchers up and over the timeline. Troy Christian is in a zone, yep, because Borchers runs through and nobody follows him. The zone is in place. Borchers stumbles into the lane, nearly walked. Gave it to Francis. 4-2, Troy Christian. 5:51 to go. First quarter of action. Out on the arc, it's Monin, right wing Cordonier, baseline right to Francis. Now Monin straight away. Far left side of the floor, Quinter. Pulls up, doesn't shoot, dumps it off behind him to Cordonier. Top of the key, Quinter. Little jab step, now goes left corner to Cordonier. Raiders attacking the zone, but not penetrating at all. Spin move, Borchers. He's at the elbow on the right, nearly walked. Gave it up to Francis. Cross court to Quinter. Baseline, defensive foul against Troy Christian. Oh, that was 50-50. Could have been ruled a charge. Bruceman wasn't quite set in time. 4-2. Troy Christian leads it. 5:25 to go in the first. Ball lobbed in below the rim on the left. Caught in the paint by Francis, who drops in a teardrop. Tied up at 4. Quickly down the floor comes Troy Christian, and stumbling through the lane goes free. He dragged the pivot foot. 5:13 left here in the first. Game all even up at 4.
Well, you got your designated three-point shooters in the game now in York and Grojean going, and they're going to be looking against this zone.
Zone defense, Troy Christian, effective so far. Here's Quinter outside the arc on the right. He's at the elbow. Straight away, here's a three ball by Francis. Front rim, backboard, comes off. It's down to Penrod. One on two. He takes on a couple Raiders. Wanted to draw the foul. Shot was deflected. Here comes Rushi to the right. Grojean, head of the circle, Monin. Monin retreats a couple steps. Throws high left to York. York in the paint area, leaves in, jumper, yes, and a foul on Troy Christian.
Boy, that was good defense and a great job of hanging in the air by York.
6-4 in favor of Rushi with 4:40 left here in the opening period. At the stripe, York to complete the three-point play. How many times, Chuck, this year have we seen Grojean or York coming off the bench and right away, first possession, boom.
They call it instant offense.
Yep. And the three-point opportunity converted by York. And the Raiders have tallied 5 in a row to lead at 7-4 now. 4:38 to go here in the first quarter of play. And Troy Christian pitches it into midcourt. Rushi reaches in a little too aggressively. Foul on Cordonier.
Yeah, you can't reach across the body.
Two fouls, both teams. Opening quarter, 4.5 remaining. 7-4 Raiders. Here's Bruceman, midcourt, dribbling, routine all over him. Bruceman, baseline left on the arc to Rupnik. He goes to the short corner. Throws the ball into the lane for free, deflected, stolen, taken away by Cordonier. He comes hopping down the floor, gives it to Quinter on the arc. He's at the elbow on the right, 16-footer, bingo! Hayden Quinter lights it up. 7 straight points, Raiders, who lead it 9-4. 4 minutes to go, opening period. Troy Christian has been sped up. They played a little out of control. Here's a baseline jump shot to Grice. As one Raider flew past him, overcame Quinter, and he swatted the ball out of bounds.
Quinter's the one that flew by him and made it to get back and block the shot. That was quite an effort.
3:55 to go here in the first. 9-4 Rushi. Grojean sits. Borchers back in. Monin is out momentarily. Baseline left of the rim. Parker Penrod to trigger for Troy Christian. Deep left corner, handled by Grice. Out on top to Rupnik. Gives it up to Alex Free, who fakes right, goes left. Here's a right corner, three ball by Bruceman. It is off the iron, no good. Into the hands of York. Outlet to Borchers. Stops head of the Kui, ahead of the circle. Right wing pass to Quinter. He launches a triple off the back frame. Long board, right corner, Penrod, Troy Christian. 3:29 left in the first. Rushi in front, 9-4. Baseline left, back to the basket, Rupnik. Here comes the double team, and it's wrestled away from him by Rushi. Raiders get the steal. Borchers go 60 feet. Down the floor to the rack. Good for 2. Troy Christian needs a timeout. 9 straight for the Raiders. 3 minutes left, opening quarter.
Troy Christian inbounds, in backcourt, under duress. It's coughed up, out of bounds. 3:04 left, opening quarter. Rushi ball below the basket. Here comes that standard inbounds play, but we'll have to wait. Eagles do get the timeout. 9 in a row, Rushi, 11-4 lead. 3 minutes left, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Oh, Hayden, Quinter, Vince Borchers, big plays early on. Rushi, Wisebridge plays by that duo here in the first quarter. Raiders inbounds. It is flipped to a wide open York, and York's got a good look from 15. He's tagged on the arm. Shot went off to the right, but he's got two free throws coming. Troy Christian reeling at the moment. 3:02 left, opening quarter. 11-4 Raiders. York at the stripe for a pair. Wisebridge plays early on in this game by Borgers and Quinter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
The two charity tosses by Benjamin York are both pure, each one perfect. 13-4. Rushi ahead by 9. 11 straight now by the Raiders. Here's Troy Christian dribbling down the right side. Goes Penrod. Penrod in a congested area in the lane. White jerseys around him. Hooked it up. No good. Hit the backboard rim. Caromed off. Rushi snagged the board. Raiders half court to our right. Borcher signals a play. He's got the ball between the circles. Zone defense by Troy Christian. Gave Rushi fits in the first 2 minutes. Raiders have solved it here lately. Exploding now for 11 in a row. Here's a pass down low on the left to Borchers. Borchers found a crease, took the pass from Quinter. Shot fake and then a foul in the act of shooting. A couple coming up for Borchers with 2:19 left opening quarter. Rushi up at 9, 13-4 after once trailing 4-2. Free throw Borchers around and out to the right. Substitution, Grogene in for Quinter. That's Hayden's first respite in this game. Second shot upcoming. Knee bend by Borcher. Swish, he's got it. Free throw right on the button. And it's 14-4 in favor of Rushi. Raiders up 10, 2:15 to go first quarter. Troy Christian needs a bucket now in the worst way. Down the right side to Free. Into the paint to Rutnick. Over his back is Francis, who commits the personal. It's Common. Troy Christian will inbounds just to the right of the Eagles hoop. Clock halts at 2:08 to go in the opening stanza. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker Bruseman looking. Oh, nice deal on the pass. Low on the left to Rutnick. And from point blank range, he blew it. Around and out. It circled the rim 3 times and slipped away. Golden opportunity. Not gained by Troy Christian. Grogene, head of the circle. Back step for Rushi. Long bomb. No. Off the flange. Rebound down to Troy Christian's Penrod. Outlet to Free. Free twisting, turning in the paint. On the arc to Rutnick. Rutnick tries to line it up from 3-point land. It's in and out again. The rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Eagles. Rushi possession up 10, 14-4. Troy Christian has not scored in over 4 minutes. Yeah, everything is contested, and they're not handling that well right now.
Zone defense, Detroit Christian, as the ball has walked over the timeline by Borchers. Greeted by Penrod, top of the circle. High left to Quinter. Outside the arc on the right to Francis. Greist is guarding Grosjean. Right wing, it's Borchers. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Quinter. Grosjean's got it on the arc, 25 feet away. Rupnik on Francis. Frank loosely guarding Felix. Down to a minute to go, opening quarter, and Rushi continues to milk the clock.
They're playing man-to-man now, but they are not stepping out on them. They're switching everything inside, so it still kind of looks like a zone, but it's not.
14 fouls on Troy Christian. Next one, Rushi shoots. 48 seconds to go, opening quarter. Vince Borchers holds the ball beneath his left arm, and here comes the double team. Dribble drive of Borchers into the lane, on the arc to Grosjean. Coming right back out to catch is Borchers. He resets the attack with 32 seconds to go, first quarter. Rushi in the lead, 14-4. Here's Benjamin York, not far from us. He's about three steps from out of bounds near our media desk. At the center court timeline, now Borchers handles 15, 14, 13 seconds to go. Opening period of play, 14-4 Rushi. Raiders start the offense with 8 to go. Here's Borchers zipping down the lane. A little leader in front is good. 2 seconds to go. Christian at midcourt fumbles the ball. Gets away a shot that's late. First quarter closes. Borchers for Rushi. Knocks the final two of the period to boost the Raiders to a 16-4 spread after one on scores.broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
That phone number for Wygant Real Estate and Development, 419-628-3107. Wygant announces an up-and-coming Lakeside subdivision, Route 362 in Fort Loramie. To reserve a lot, call Wygant Real Estate and Development, 419-628-3107. New Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie, Route 362. Call Wygant to reserve a lot. Here is Rushi starting the second quarter. A long bomb, good, from the left corner by Braden Monin. What a start by Rushi to period number two. Monin left open, calmly soared in a skyscraper, a three-pointer right down through the cylinder. Here's Troy Christian near midcourt, trailing 19-4, and starting to drive is Grice. He lost the ball. Rushi at the other end. A long fadeaway three by York. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound down to Monin.
Seven turnovers by Troy Christian now in the first half.
Monin to Cordonier near the timeline. High right to Borchers. Left wing it goes to Quinter. Offensive foul away from the ball against Rushi. Rushi Raiders have scored 17 straight points. Troy Christian has not made a point in the last 8 minutes of this game. In fact, about 8.5. Troy Christian once led 4-2 in the first 2 minutes of this contest. All Rushi since. The Raiders have been explosive. As Chuck noted, Troy Christian not handling the ball well. They commit 10 turnovers a game. 7 already in this contest tonight. Top of the circle, it's free on a weave to Penrod. Penrod, dribble drive, left lane line, throws left corner to Bruseman. Bruseman steps into a trifecta, no good, around and out. Rebound down to Rushi. Here's Borchers in the right corner. 19-4 Raiders, 6:20 left, second quarter. Baseline right, Francis starts a drive, and Rupnik on the arc to York. Behind the foul line, bodies go to the floor. Personal on Penrod, who lowers a shoulder into Francis. Down go both young men.
Yeah, they kind of got tied up. I'm not sure that wasn't just a play on, but they must have seen him pulling down to the ground or something.
19-4 Raiders, 6:12 to go, second quarter. Quinter inbounding, 10 feet to the right of the rim. Throws it out on top to Felix Francis. Checked loosely by Rupnik. Far left side, telegraph pass, intercepted. Barreling down the floor, Troy Christian. Tipping in from the right flank goes Brennan Hochwalt. In off the bench, dealt it to Penrod. And Penrod was chopped on the arm as he took it to the cup.
Boy, just a lazy, they can't get complacent. They're up 15, but that was just a lazy pass they just threw, and they're going to give up 2 points at this end.
Penrod, a couple foul shots. He buries the first, and that is the first point for Troy Christian since a couple of minutes into this game. Spanning every bit of 8 minutes, nearly nine. Penrod's second free throw, swish. He's got them both. 19-6 Rushi. Under six to play, second quarter. 13-point advantage Raiders. Borchers, timeline, head of the key. Now to York, 30 feet away. York gets a screen from Francis. York rotates it to the right. Quinter on top. Picked up on the play by Bruseman. Now mid-post to Cordonier, back to the basket, on the arc to York, bullseye, he's got it, a triple. He took the green light, made it pay off, Benjamin York, 22-6. Rushi shooting it well from the outside, Penrod counters, ba-boom, a long one by Penrod,
his first basket.
22-9, York and Penrod swap threes, 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is thrown on the play to Borchers, to Quinter, deep left corner for Donier. Oh, baseline to York. Little fadeaway turnaround on Rupnik. Yes! Benjamin York from long range and in close.
A good pass by Quinter that time, and that's 10 points for York off the bench.
Wow. Tremendous lift given to Rushi by Benjamin York, who's come in as a sub. With on the floor in a couple of minutes, he has sparked the Raiders, who lead it 24-9, 4.5 to go, second quarter. Penrod against York. Benjamin now about the third different Raider to check on Parker Penrod.
Lamonin picked up his second foul on that offensive foul down there, so he's going to sit for the rest of the half, I would assume.
Here's Bruseman, nearly tied up by Cordonier, right in front of us at side court. He was almost trapped. Ball thrown out high to Free, baseline right to Penrod. Sloppy pass for Rupnik, deflected on the play by Francis, into the hands of York, who flips it out of bounds at midcourt. 4:08 to go, second quarter. 15-point lead, Raiders 24-9. Far side of the floor, Alex Free, 6'2 senior, inbounding for Troy Christian at the timeline. Bounces to Bruseman. On the other side of the midcourt stripe, he dribbles into the forecourt against Grojean. Oh, here's a telegraph pass for Rupnik. Oh, a great save, stolen by Cordonier. And then Grojean flips it back onto the court of play off of an eagle. It is Rushi ball. Raiders so adept at going into midair off the court of play and saving balls and flicking them in off the opponent. Straight away, Felix Francis gets into the act. Everybody for Rushi, shooting it mighty fine here tonight from the perimeter. Francis has, what, two threes, I think, Chuck?
That's his first.
He must have made a long two, or my memory is off. Another steal taken away by Borchers. Down the floor into the corner, intercepted by Troy Christian. Here comes Penrod, dips it through the lane. He's triple teamed and blocked. Francis with the swats.
Wow.
27-9 Raiders, 3:18 left to go here in the second.
Francis looked like he was angry at the basketball on that block, man. He knocked that six rows up.
Felix Francis has looked mighty good here tonight, all over the place, playing like he's 6'7 or 6'8. Ball inbounded by Troy Christian, or is it? Deflected out of bounds by Cordonier. Oh, I think the officials might have missed. I thought the referees missed the deflection by Rushi nonetheless, and the Raiders will take it. Troy Christian didn't argue. 3:16 to go here in the second. Midcourt, it is Cordonier. Troy Christian with how many mistakes now?
That was their 11th turnover.
Averaging 10 per game on the year. 3 minutes left, second quarter. And Troy Christian's turned it over 11 times. Here's a drive down the lane. Grojean flipped it backwards over his head. Wildly no good. Rebound smacked out on top. Raiders get it again.
Good job by York to go ahead and just knock that out to a winner outside on the arc.
2:44 to go here in the second. 27-9 Rushi. Raiders up 18. Beat Troy Christian by 25. First time around in the regular season in the Pickwell Holiday event. Top of the circle, Borchers to Grojean, who fires it behind Cordonier out of bounds.
Yeah, that's just miscommunication right there.
2 minutes, 29 seconds left to go, second period. 27-9, Raiders lead it. Dribbling, Bruseman using a lot of energy. Oh, he got away with a step maneuver. It looked like he walked. Raider fans wanted it called. It's Penrod dribbling. Here comes the hedge, the double team. 30 feet away to free. Dribbles into the right corner. Around one man. Borchers to the rack. Free. Got it. Good effort, Alex Free. 6'2 senior. 27-11 in favor of Rushi. Troy Christian went 8.5 minutes in this first half without a field goal. Rushi has amassed a 16-point margin, a minute 40 to go here in the second period. Team fouls, two on Rushi in the quarter, one on Troy Christian. Free comes out to check on Borchers. Near the timeline to York, he's double digits in scoring. Benjamin to Grojean, head of the key. Right side York, line drive, three ball, it's good again. Raider fans off their feet applauding. Wow, what a night for Benjamin York.
Yeah, he's having he got 13 now off the bench.
Oh, Benjamin York sticking a fork in Troy Christian, which trails 32-11. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Midcourt, it's free outside the arc on the left to Penrod. Fakes right, goes left. Can't drive on Borchers. He stopped. Uh-oh. Ethan Grice looked for a teammate far side of the floor. A green jersey was not there, and the ball went right into the Raiders bench.
Well, Troy Christian said they have to play more like Shelby County League to be able to compete. Unfortunately, this looks like what they did to all the other Shelby County League teams this year.
32-11 in favor of Rushi with 48 seconds to go here in quarter number two. At 2-6 for Troy Christian by way of record against Shelby County League foes under Christian head coach Ray Zawatsky. One of those victories was a 10-point regional semifinal triumph over Jackson Center, but Rushi has answered the bell big time here tonight. Here's Quinter, baseline left, lobs into the lane to Francis, who goes up, spears it, comes down, fakes out Rupnik, goes back up strong, easy two-pointer for Francis. 32-11, Rushi, 6 seconds to go, first half. Here's Free, foul line, into the lane, throws left corner to teammate Grice, who jumps, shoots, it is in and out, no good, at the buzzer, and that's the way the first half went for Troy Christian. Not much luck shooting, not getting many good shots, turning it over repeatedly. That's a recipe against Rushi for disaster. 32-11. Raiders here at the half. Rushi in the lead, the 21 over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. At stake here tonight, a berth in the state tournament, the Final Four, next Friday afternoon, 1 week from today at 2 o'clock, against the winner of tonight's Warren John F. Kennedy Richmond Heights game. That is a Northeast Regional Championship game taking place this evening. Richmond Heights is a favorite in that contest, as is Rushi here tonight. Raiders up 21 over Troy Christian at the half. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. They support our schools, academic, and athletic programs and assist in promoting scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane providing gasoline, diesel fuels, propane, heating oil, motor oil, and antifreeze for the farm, home, and commercial markets. Family owned for 3 generations. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, propane at SchaeferOil.com. That's SchaeferOil.com. Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, being brought to you by Knipple Construction in Botkins, J&J Brodigan in Sydney. 21-point lead, Rushi, Chuck. How the Raiders get it done?
Well, they just played Rushi basketball is what they did. Troy Christian, 3 of 12 from the floor, only got 12 shots off, 1 of 4 shooting threes. Parker Penrod made all 4 of his free throws. On the other side, Rushi, 12 of 21, 57%. They've hit 4 of 10 behind the arc, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 10-4 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 4-0 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, 5 for the Raiders, 12 for Troy Christian. Individual scoring for Troy Christian. Parker Penrod led the Eagles with 7. They got 2 from Rupnik and 2 from Free. They scored 4 and 7, 11 for the first half. On the other side, Rushi led by Benjamin York off the bench with 13. And then they got 5 from Francis, 5 from Monin, 5 from Vince Borchers, 2 from Hayden Quinter, and 2 from Braylon Cordonier. They scored 16 in each quarter, and they lead it 32-11 at the half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigan in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Story of the first half. Troy Christian held to three field goals. Benjamin York for Rushi's got four. So he has outscored Troy Christian by one bucket through the first two quarters. Parker Penrod down the right sideline to start the third quarter. A big-time launch, a 30-footer. It skids off the rim, no good. Raiders have the ball and a 21-point lead. Opening 20 seconds, third period. Verdonger in the lane, gets out of there in time. Wide open player, Borchers! That pass went Verdonger to Quinter to Vince. Easy layup. And Rushi is carving up Troy Christian. A 23-7-17 to go here in the third quarter. Just too many floor mistakes for Troy Christian. How many turnovers again, Chuck?
They got 12 in the first half.
Averaging 10 a game on the year. Here's a drive by Free down the right lane line. He's hacked as he goes up. Either Francis or Cordonier got him with a minute gone here in the third. And Rushi up by 23, 34-11.
They called that on Cordonier. And he doesn't have to go and reach because he's got Francis behind him who is getting ready to knock that up into the seats.
Free throw by Free of Troy Christian. It is in and out, and that's the way the night's gone for the Eagles. No shooting luck whatsoever. Haven't gotten many good shots. The ones they have gotten, the good ones, they've been close. They've rattled around and come off, as does that one. In and out, in and out. It spun like a top, no good. Again, three baskets in this game for Troy Christian. And we're a minute 10 into the third quarter. Francis straight away. Line drive three for Rushi. Short, no good. Offensive rebound for Donier. No good. It danced off the iron. But guess what? Rushi's got another offensive rebound. It's Monon in the corner. For the Raiders, last third of the season, Chuck, offensive rebounding out of sight.
Oh, they are. They're so long.
Dribble drive, Borchers down the left side of the lane, cut off, throws it back on the arc. Rushi runs motion. Mon in left corner to Borchers, 23-point lead. Rushi, 6:15 left here in the third quarter. Deep right corner, Francis, straightaway Borchers. Fakes right, goes left. He's at the mid-range. He doesn't take the shot outside the lane to the left. Flips it on the arc to Francis. And Rushi restarts the offense. Ball is being handled by Borchers. Weaves to Quinter. Quinter picked up on the play by Bruseman. Ball thrown down low on the right to Monon. Monon spins. A reverse layup short. Caught the underside of the iron. And Troy Christian got the board. Quickly down the floor to Brennan Hochwald. The 6-foot sophomore is wide open in the right corner. And he connects a triple. 34-14 in favor of Rushi. The fourth field goal of the night for Troy Christian. Knocked down by Hochwald in off the bench. Oh, here's a beautiful drive from the left side of the floor. Monon. Oh, that was good. Very strong. Powered his way in from the left flank. 45-degree angle off the baseline and banked it down. Nicely done by Monon. Foul line for Troy Christian. It's Bruseman down the lane. He ducks up and under. It's short. No good. Rebound of Arushi. Cluster of white jerseys around the Troy Christian player who couldn't get it to go.
When you make that fourth shot fake, you're probably not going to get a shot.
Here's Quinter in the left corner. Goes baseline to Borchers. Oh, what a maneuver.
Wow.
Borchers. Wow. Boy, he went along the left baseline, went between a couple of green jerseys, and he leaped off the floor like he was 6'5 or 6'6. What a play by 6'2 Vince Borchers. Here's Parker Penrod. Wow. Down the lane, dipsy-doo, hooks it up, makes it. There is Parker Penrod we've seen all year long.
Boy, degree of difficulty that time, you can add an extra point.
Woo! That was herky-jerky at its best. Timeout Raiders. who lead it 38-16, 4:14 left in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Rushi up the 22-38-16, 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Raiders pitch the ball around on the arc, leading by 22. York, a little pick and roll with Francis, baseline left, goes opposite to Grosjean, high right to Quinter, who dribbles between the legs, goes to York. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Benjamin York here at the media table, almost out of bounds, bumped in a 30-footer.
I think he might be feeling it offensively tonight.
Woo-wee. Benjamin York, hotter than a firecracker.
5 of 6 from the floor and 3 for 3 from behind the arc.
Unbelievable performance off the bench. Here is Troy Christian attacking. Ball thrown into the lane, then reversed to Hawkwalk. His line drive 3, missed off the iron. Weak side rebound to Rushi. Ball tipped at midcourt, nearly stolen by Hawkwalk against Grosjean. Out of bounds to the Raiders, who lead it 41-16 with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, I know there's a Division IV Player of the Year category. Is there a Division IV sub-sixth man of the year category?
He would start any place, and even Coach Cordonier said that, yeah. that Benjamin York would start, but they just do a situation where he just does better coming off the bench.
Benjamin York, a special sub. Here's a bad pass by Rushi, stolen away by Penrod. Penrod the other direction for the Eagles, all the way to the rim. Got to the basket, was fouled in the act of shooting. Rushi turns it over. Troy Christian is at the stripe. 41-16 Raiders, 2:50 left in the third. How many field goals now for Troy Christian, Chuck? Is it 6, maybe?
4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5. Free throw, Penrod up and in. 17 points now for Troy Christian. And
Parker's got 10 of them.
Quite a few of them at the stripe.
Yep.
Parker Penrod, 10 points in this game. He's been at the line often. Don't think he's missed a free throw.
No, 6 for 6.
What a thought. A pair right there for Penrod, 41-18, Rushi, 2:43 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive, Monin. Oh, nobody guards him. He's on the loose, down the right side of the lane. Pushing foul against Troy Christian while Monin was en route to the rim.
Yeah, free, he beat him, so he did a good job of bumping him to make sure he didn't get the layup.
Baseline right of the rim, it's Quinter inbounding. Flipped it on the arc to York. York fakes left, goes right. Split a couple defenders, and a reach-in hooking foul against Troy Christian. Head coach Spencer Gregonier is still coaching with a passion. Didn't like what the Raiders did right there. Rushi up to 23. They'll throw it in bounds. right corner Francis. Checked loosely by Rupnik, the 6'7 postman for Troy Christian. Now Francis starts to drive, head fake, hits the cutter, York down the lane, it's on the rim, comes off, no good, foul, Monin over the shoulder.
That was the easiest shot that Benjamin York's had tonight, and it went off the back flange.
23-point lead, Rushi, 2:22 to go, third quarter. Troy Christian with a number of seniors, Rupnik, Penrod, Matthew Wynn, Ethan Grice, Josiah Myers, and Alex Free, all 12th graders. They'll graduate. Dribbling outside the arc on the right, it is Bruseman. Wow. Oh, here's a nifty drive. Well done. Nicely done by Parker Penrod, who took the pass from Bruseman. Parker Penrod flashing his stuff now. He's got, what, 14, Chuck?
Yeah, that was a good step back, and that's not a good shot.
There's an air ball by Benjamin York. Rebound low on the left, not saved by Rushi. Goes out of bounds to Troy Christian. It's 41-21. Eagles have fought back within 20 with a minute 49 to go here in the third quarter.
Penrod's got a seven-point quarter going after seven for the half.
Here is Free in backcourt for the green-shirted Eagles. Rushi in the home white gold numbers outlined in blue. Dark green attire for Troy Christian. Eagles have it. Elbow on the left, it's Bruseman. Down to Free, 25 feet away. Tries to bully his way into the lane against Gordonier. Throws it opposite, and York gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Down to 1:26 left here in the third. 41-21 in favor of Rushi. Substitution, Hawkwalt is out for the Eagles. He made a three earlier in the period. Here's Penrod going to work, drives, foul line, gives it up, gets it back. Penrod around a Rushi Raider player, all the way to the rim, flips it up with the left hand, and gets the roll off the backboard and rim. He beat Felix Francis of all people. Well done, but Penrod, 41-23, Rushi, lead is 18. Troy Christian has cut into it. A minute to go, third quarter. Between the circles, it's Borchers against Free. Borchers gave it up, got it back. He's been checked out near the timeline by Ethan Grice. There's a bumping foul. Grice rides him. It is still common, number four on Troy Christian with 45 ticks on the clock. 41-23 Raiders. Troy Christian with a couple more baskets here at the end of the third quarter, Chuck, could maybe, in their eyes, make it interesting entering the fourth. Ball lob, backcourt to Borchers. Rushi's got the ball, patient attack, last 37 seconds, third quarter. Cordonier midcourt, picked up by Free. Cordonier to Francis, back to Cordonier, 35 feet away. Braylon, Francis, Braylon. 23 to go, third quarter. Rushi compressing the end of this third period, shaving minutes off the clock. Timeline, Borchers dribbles to the left of the circle. Figure eight back out on top with nine to play in the quarter. And Vince, 25 feet away, starts to drive. Hawkwalt checks him a little too aggressively. Team foul five, two free throws, Borchers.
Yeah, he kind of got himself stuck in no man's land. It was either going to be a foul or a layup.
Free throws, Fitz, Borchers, Rushi Raiders. Pumps it up and makes it. Front rim, backboard, front rim. Ball trickled down through. 7.4 to go, third quarter. 42-23, Raiders. Second shot upcoming. Rush has been up by as many as 25 in this game. Second shot by Borchers. Flexes those knees. Hits again. 20-point bulge, 43-23. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Who's got it? Oh, you can count on Penrod. Into the half court. York struck the ball loose. Borchers picks it up. Good play by York, who pried it away from Penrod, who could not get off a shot.
Third quarter in the books, 43-23 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before we kick off the fourth quarter, I'd like to tell you all about A&M Pallet, Grangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. And at first, we repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, four decades later, 200 additional businesses partner with A&M Pallet in Rushi as Braylon Verdiner gets an easy gift layup low on the left in the half-court offense to launch play here in the fourth quarter. Raiders in the half-court at times tonight, especially in the first two periods, have made it look very easy offensively. Here's Rupnik at the foul line. Gives it up to a teammate, deep left corner, it's Grice. His jumper, a liner, it hits the rim, skids away, weak side, rebound down to Borchers. A&M Pallet and Rushi, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers purchased, for our people who work with us, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. off Friday through Sunday. Just message us at A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. A&M Pallet, recycling pallets. And for the customers purchasing recycled ones versus new ones, reduces lumber waste, reduces cost, conservation all the way around. Now, Rushi turned it over. Troy Christian has the ball to her right, still down 22. Under 7 to play here in the fourth quarter. Rupnik outside the arc on the left. Straight away to Penrod. Here comes Monin. Here comes Francis. They double, force him to give it up. He does to Rupnik. Back to Penrod, baseline left. Jump shot, no good, but he is knocked down, and he'll get two more free throws. Parker Penrod has been to the line often in this game. Rushi's tried its best, has been fairly successful at making sure Penrod doesn't get the ball right back once he gives it up.
Yeah, and you know, he's going to get to his average because he's the only one that's shooting the ball right now because nobody else is scoring. They got four other points besides what Penrod's got them.
Penrod hits another free throw. 24 points for Troy Christian. Foul shot good. 25 for Christian. Troy Christian total as a team. How many for Parker?
That's 18. 18 for him. So they got 7 points.
So Parker's got 18 of Troy Christian's 25 in this game. Here's Monin outside the arc on the left for Rushi. Throws down the lane to Cordonier. To the rack over Rupnik. Good for two. Cordonier on the finish. 47-25 Rushi. 5:45 to go here in the fourth. Rushi Raiders will have a date with either Richmond Heights or Warren John F. Kennedy next Friday at 2 at the UD Arena
in a state semifinal in boys D4. We'll be on the air at 1:20 next Friday. Here's Penrod, baseline left. Oh, good maneuver. Wow. Oh, he got Quinter off his feet, ducked under him, and made the 8-footer. You talk about athleticism, acrobatic play right there.
He's a player, that's for sure.
20-point lead, Rushi, 47-27, 5:08 to go here in the fourth. Francis in the top of the circle. Left side to Monin, lead pass to Quinter. Oh, easy does it. A perfect toss. Quinter on the receiving end for the hoop. 49-27 Raiders. Timeout called. 4:52 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Other than Penrod here tonight, Chuck, paltry production from other Eagles players.
Well, Huckwald had a three from the corner, and other than that, Rupnik has two, and Free has two.
And Bruseman has not scored.
He hadn't scored.
4 minutes, 39 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Troy Christian ball to our right. It is 49-27. Raiders up at 22. Checking out, Braden Monin. Coming in is Jackson Grojean. York, Quinter, Borchers, Francis, Grojean on the floor. Here's Penrod. Oh, that's the longest shot of the night. Near the volleyball line. Hit the front rim. Almost went in. Rebound Raiders. Oh, look at that 3-on-2 break. York on the finish. Oh, he came whistling in from the left side of the floor. Caught a lead pass after the Penrod miss. 2 seconds later, basket, Rushi.
Well, Quinter got the rebound, took it all the way down the floor to a great pass to York.
And the lead is 51-27 Raiders with 4:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now, Rushi will score quickly after a made basket, after a turnover, obviously, and after a miss. You have got to get back fast, or Rushi will explode on you to the rim the other way. Raiders connect on two more free throws, 52-27. That matches Rushi's biggest lead, 25. Here is Free walking it up and over the timeline for Troy Christian. On the dribble, gives it up to Penrod. York is assigned to him now. It goes to Bruseman. Grojean on Bruseman. Bounce pass into the left corner for Rupnik, over guarding against Rushi with 4:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Again, the Rushi Raiders will advance on to the state Final Four to meet either Richmond Heights or Warren John F. Kennedy next Friday at 2 at the UD Arena. We'll be on the air at 1:20 p.m. next Friday afternoon. Troy Christian throws it inbounds to Free in the lane. Two Rushi players on his back. Free with a little dance maneuver, and he's guilty of picking up the pivot foot. He walked. How many turnovers for Troy Christian?
Well, that's 14. They have cut it back, but Rushi not pressuring him like they did in the first half.
You're right. But when the game was very much undecided, Troy Christian just did not handle the pressure very well.
Baseline drive by the Rushi Raiders. It is Borchers. It is on the rim, no good. Rebounded Cordonier, fadeaway shot, in and out, no good. Cordonier tips it up, and Quinter gets the 2 points eventually.
What a rebound that was by Quinter.
Well done by Hayden. Cordonier kept it alive. Quinter concluded it. 3:26 to go in the fourth. 54-27, Rushi. Penrod into the lane. Dumps it to Hawkwalt, left corner. Line drive, three ball. Good! Second trifecta on the night for the sub off the bench, Hawkwalt, for Troy Christian.
Yeah, he's pretty much the only one back for them, and they're going to need him next year.
54-30, Raiders, time out. 3:07 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
3:07 to go in the game. Rushi that close to a state Final Four berth. 1 week from today at 2 o'clock against Richmond Heights or Warren John F. Kennedy. Here is Troy Christian in a zone defense look as we enter the final 3 minutes on the arc. Cordonier hits Quinter foul line. Oh, great bounce pass down low to Francis. He finishes with a layup. Rushi will break you down so quickly in the half-court game. Yes, they will get one transition basket after another, but in the half court, they've been mighty good here in this regional tournament. 2:32 left to go, fourth quarter, loose ball. Troy Christian lost it. Here's Quinter down the floor, poked away from behind. Other direction, Hawkwalt to the rack, got it for two. Good game by him off the bench for the Eagles. 46-32, Rushi, 2:14 left in this game. Regional championship is in the hands of the Raiders. 2 years in a row, regional winners here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Open look, Francis foul line, short. Rebound down to Troy Christian, free. Free romps ahead with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 56-32, Rushi. Here's Penrod, dribbling. He's covered up every step he takes. Throws to Hawkwalt in the right corner. Good delivery by Penrod. Chest tied to Hawkwalt, who caught it, shot it, swished it. What a game by him as a sub.
Yeah, he's shooting the ball really well.
He's got 4 field goals, 11 points. Rushi in the lead, 56-35, with 1:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. That's the way it's gone for Troy Christian. Second leading scorer behind Penrod is a much lesser used player who doesn't start, junior Brennan Hawkwalt. Raiders have shut down everybody else with the exception of Penrod, of course. 1:27 to go here in the fourth. Heavy substitutions at the moment. 56-35 in favor of Rushi. They serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up during this timeout break, one by one, substitutions aplenty for both teams. Parker Penrod went off to a great round of applause.
I applauded him, boy. He had a terrific career.
Yep, he went off just a moment ago. Rushi inbounding. Raiders with a host of new players on the floor at the moment. Top of the circle, ball fed to Zeb Borchers, ball high overhead. Now it's dealt to Landon Plyman with a minute eight to go in the game. 56-35 Raiders over Troy Christian. Schultze. Zeb Schultze outside the arc on the right goes to Zeb Borchers. They try to go high-low down into Dominic Francis, and it's punched away by Troy Christian, which gets the steal. Eagles on the attack to our right. Josiah Myers, 5'8 senior, on the floor with 40 seconds to go. Rushi up to 21. Riston Taylor, 6'2 sophomore, is out there. Ethan Grice still on the hardwood, a starter in this game. Down to 28 seconds, clock rolling, 56-35 Rushi. Troy Christian dribbling it away. It is Josiah Myers, reach-in foul, top of the circle. Raiders with 20.6 to go in the fourth. Here come three more for Rushi in off the bench, including Micah Griesup, Caleb Underfirth, and also in the game, Cooper Underfirth for Rushi. Landon Monin had been out there briefly, as were Zeb Borchers and Landon Plyman. 20.6 to go here in the fourth. Rushi up at 21, 56-35. All Raiders who held Troy Christian without a point for between 8.5 and 9 minutes in that first half of play, and that decided the game as Rushi went on a streak. Little jump shot in the lane by the Eagles. In and out, no good. Rebound of Rushi, and that'll do it. Raiders, regional champs for the second straight year. Back to the UD Arena for the state final four next Friday. Troy Christian led in this game after 2 minutes, 4-2, and before you knew it, the Rushi Raiders were in the lead 23-4 as Troy Christian was shut down, didn't score for nearly 9 minutes. Team effort again, Marushi off to the state final four, UD Arena, 2 o'clock on Friday. The opponent, either Richmond Heights or Warren John F. Kennedy. Chuck will return in just a few minutes. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Have Rushi Raiders just experienced a short opportunity for a photo shoot right in front of us. Upcoming now, presentations of regional awards. Runners-up, Troy Christian being acknowledged initially, then the Rushi Raiders will be recognized here very shortly. Final difference in the game, 56-35. Rushi's biggest spread was 25 in this contest. As head coach Spencer Cordonier comes over for Rushi. Raiders up 21. Oh, what a job by the Rushi Raiders. Spencer, your club held Troy Christian without a point for 9 minutes in that first half. It was defense deluxe, superior job. Troy Christian was out of sorts. Give Rushi all the credit in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just lock in. They really did. The first half, they were just locked in to what we wanted to do. And, you know, I even asked them yesterday, I said, what do you want me to tell you guys? You guys know what to do. I'm not going to sit here and keep telling you this over and over and over again. It's the same. We're not reinventing the wheel here. Okay? Your length bothers people. And as long as we're there, we can cover everything up. Hey, I mean, that's what we did.
Parker Penrod got some points. They were academic, cosmetic. After the game was well over, you had pushed it out to 25. He wound up getting his 20. He's a dynamite player. He is spectacular. Made some great moves in that second half. But in the first half, it looked to me like oftentimes when he gave the ball up, you made it really tough for him to get the ball right back.
Yeah, you know, he's a fantastic player and he's a fantastic human being.
Yep.
I mean, we've played him 5 times in the last 2 years or 4 times, whatever, and it's, you know, we kind of go against the grain with him a little bit. I'm not going to tell you what all we do, but, you know, he's had a fantastic career and he's going to go on to do some really good things.
Benjamin York off the bench. Wow. He was on fire.
Yeah, I mean, he's a starter. I mean, we've talked about that all year. But rotational-wise, that's just the way it works out. And he's done a fantastic job coming in, you know, off the bench every single game. And he got hot tonight.
Yeah, at one point, he had 4 field goals. Troy Christian had just 3.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, he was. They were all fantastic.
Leadership of Hayden Quinter. It is terrific. This team, led by Hayden Quinter.
Yeah.
His leadership is outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot of amazing things here in 4 years. And, you know, we're not done yet with him. We've got at least one more game with him, and we're going to hate to see him go.
3 games in 6 days now. It's a full week off as you prepare for a state semifinal. And that's going to be time well spent.
Yeah. You know, we're going to give him some time off. And like we did last year, we'll put something together and we're going to fight. I mean, that's what these guys are about. We're going to fight.
Straight line drives, baby.
That's right, buddy.
It worked last year.
That's right, buddy. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for everything you do.
Head coach of the Rushi Raiders, Spencer Cordonier, here at courtside. Rushi victorious, 56-35. On to the state final four next Friday against Richmond Heights for Warren John F. Kennedy. Rushi excels at that straight line driving. Troy Christian couldn't handle it tonight. And to tell you what, last year, Chuck, in the state semi, the Richmond Heights had difficulty guarding the Rushi Raiders when they spread the floor a little bit and performed that straight line driving.
Well,
I bought in. I mean, I didn't know if they had a shot, but I think that, boy, if they go out there and play and have a good start to the game, they can play with anybody, and that includes Richmond Heights.
Yep, yep.
Let's take a short 2-minute break or so, then we'll return to wrap it up. Nice conversation with head coach Spencer Gerdanger. Boy, he was ear-to-ear smiles and grins, so elated as the team returns to the state Final Four. And it just so happens the potluck draw, second straight campaign, Southwest Regional Champ plays the Northeast Regional Champ. And that was the case back in 2021 when Bodkins in the regional semi drew the Northeast Champ before Richmond Heights was quite this good.
Well, you got to beat them sooner or later, so you might as well beat them in the semis and then you don't have to worry about them in the finals.
Final score, Rushi 56, Troy Christian 35. Hats off to the Eagles who have seniors in Frank Rupnick, Chris Brusman, Parker Penrod. He is a phenomenal performer. Matthew Wynn, a senior. Ethan Grice, a senior. Josiah Myers, a 12th grader. Alex Free, a starter, also a senior. Raiders victorious, but 21 fans on their feet behind us. We'll return in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello once again here from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Rushi Raiders rejoicing, celebration, regional champs, second straight year, defeating Troy Christian 56-35. Rushi on to the state Final Four on Friday at 2. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike? Well, yep, that is correct. And don't forget, Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty, 15% off as well. Plus, beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service. At your Pro Hardware store, we make buying hardware easy. Chuck, Raiders did it with super balance once again.
Yeah, well, I mean, they only had six kids score tonight. That's kind of different for them. But we got 19 points out of York and 11 points out of Vince Borchers. Not normally their leading scorers, but, hey, they'll take it. And they got seven each from Francis and Monin. They got six from Cordonier. So they just did everything they needed to do. They got the lead. They took Troy Christian. You saw the Troy Christian go from we're excited to, oh, here we go again. And you just saw that in their face.
Yep. Yeah, Rushi's defense, phenomenal. Troy Christian, Now 2-7 under head coach Zawadzki against Shelby County Athletic League schools.
Right.
Just couldn't contend with Rushi's speed, tenacity on defense. Pace of the game didn't favor Troy Christian. Raiders got him sped up. And really, for two quarters, it slowed Penrod way down. In fact, the entire Troy Christian offense stalled out. Didn't score a point for 9 minutes.
Well, if Hawkwalt hadn't had 11 for him, they might have scored in the 20s tonight.
Yep. We'll take a break and return in a few minutes. Stars of the game, do you want to highlight those young men,
let's
Chuck?
Do that, sure. Let's take a look at this. For Rushi, they were led by Benjamin York with 19. He came off the bench. And then Vince Borchers had 11. They got 7 each from Francis and Monin, 6 from Cordonier. They scored 56 for the game. On the other side, it was the Parker Penrod show offensively for Troy Christian. He scored 20. And then Hawkwalt, bright for the future, the sophomore, nice left-handed jumper from the corner. He had 11. My players of the game are Benjamin York and Parker Penrod.
And by the way, I see Nick Fullenkamp from Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. He's a big Rushi Raiders fan. Hello, Nick. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Wapakoneta Avenue's own Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Tonight, Benjamin York popped in 19 off the bench for Rushi. Parker Penrod had 20 for Troy Christian. They made a lot of super plays, a number of Wisebridge plays in this game this evening. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Thank you. Rushi Raiders fans coming over here to Media Row saying, thank you, scoresbroadcast.com, for your coverage.
Well, thank them for having this good of a basketball team to watch.
And thanks to the Raiders fans for being themselves. They are great rooters on of the Rushi basketball program. What a year. Girls had a fine season as well, 14 and 11. regional semifinalist was the Rushi girls program. The boys win the regional on to the state final four next Friday. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we're on the air right around 10 a.m. from the UD Arena. It's the girls Division IV state championship, Fort Loramie versus Waterford. Tip-off 10:45 tomorrow morning as the Fort Loramie girls aim for state championship number four, having earned titles in 2013, 15, 21, would have won it in 20. And they go after number four tomorrow against Waterford, which has been a regular in the state final four over the past 10 years. Will not be easy for the Redskins tomorrow.
Well, we saw them a couple of years ago when the 6'4 girl was a freshman. She's now a junior, and she has matured. She's put some weight on. She's got some size, and they got a really good guard. Now, they did have a girl went down at the end of, exactly at the end of the game on Thursday, and she was their point guard. So we'll see how that affects them, because you need to handle the ball against Loramie, and the last thing you need is your point guard sitting on a bench.
So that's Fort Loramie versus Waterford. Girls Division IV state championship tomorrow, tip-off 10:45. And we've got the pregame segment for you at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning here on scoresbroadcast.com. Great online listenership here tonight. Thanks to Spencer Cordonier dropping by. Good interview with Spencer, as always. Boy, he is dynamite, superb. He's got the insight. Boy, he will tell you how the Raiders got it done. He won't reveal too many inside secrets with regard to strategy.
No.
But love to talk with Spencer. Raider fans out on the floor right now, and as we look at the net down to our left between Rushi spectators who are out on the hardwood, we see that I think Felix Francis is up on the ladder.
Yeah, he didn't even need the ladder. He jumped up there and just cut it down.
Yeah, he went up two steps on the ladder, maybe only one. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks as well to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We talked about them earlier, Schaefer Oil Company and Schaefer Propane, located in Fort Loramie. We make service our business, providing gasoline, diesel fuel, propane, heating oil, motor oil, and antifreeze for the farm, home, and commercial markets. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, supporting our schools, academic, and athletic programs, and assisting in the promotion of scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Schaefer Oil Company and Schaefer Propane, three generations, family-owned and operated, established in 1945. We say so long from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. For Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Kettering as the Rushi Raiders defeat Troy Christian, the 21, to earn the regional championship in Boys Division IV here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's nation's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.